A beer in the hand is worth two in the bush. This is the perfect pour. Check it out. Pew, 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 pew.
I love gold.
Look, it's already started. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick. That's liquid gold right there.
That's beer.
I'm Matt.
And we're here to talk about craft beer, our week in craft beer, what we're caught drinking. And what to look out for in the coming week in craft beer, along with a little culture and, of course, the listener participation that is the juggernaut of voicemails. And this week, our special guest.
Who?
Because she was so dominant on the Instagrams.
Winner of challenge.
She took.
She's heard that she's like not number one. Fuck that shit. Hillsbills.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Hillsbills.
Yay, Hillsbills.
Good evening. I like that. We need to say more proper phrases like good evening.
At Hillsbills. Do you want your handle out there? You okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine. So it's Hillsbills on Instagram and then on Untapped, which I don't give two shits about anymore. It's Hillary, Hillure.
There you go. Now you can follow along.
I just dropped my phone.
It's gone forever.
Yep.
Didn't like
it's
that.
It's down
you
there
don't
for the remainder
like
of the show. Don't try and get. Nope. Don't try and get it.
So welcome, welcome Hillsbills.
Eat it.
And what did we open up here? I didn't get any.
Something tasty.
You didn't get any.
You want this, do you?
Let me have beer.
It goes right by you. Ooh, think of all the fun games we get to play now that we have a guest.
So many games, so many activities.
Yes, everything will seem new and exciting.
So,
I'm over it.
So what do we have here, Beta Brewer?
This was donated to us from Tony Bags. It is from the Central Coast. In fact, it's from Central Coast Brewing. And they say drink local.
Don't worry, there's an applause track in there.
Insert applause now.
Yeah.
It's their 18th anniversary special reserve. It's a triple IPA. It says something like six hops.
Six hop varieties.
Three gravities?
Three times the gravity.
Ah.
It does look like it said three. I was trying to three gravity? Well, what the hell is
if
that?
If it was a blend, I guess.
And 18 years of brewing greatness. It equals six hops, three times the gravity, 18 years of brewing.
Not an 18-year-old beer.
Did you see the percentage?
I did not. You stole it before I could.
All right, good. I saw it now. So.
Well, we know it's a triple, so I'm going to guess it's 11.6.
Wow.
Are you good at guessing percentages, Hillsbills?
No, I'm not.
I know, he not here. Superman, he not here.
But I'll say 10.7.
All right,
that's a good seven. That's a good guess.
Well, Nick?
Damn, not much room in between those two. I'm going to go for 11 flat.
Oh, Nick, 11, it's 11.2.
Whoa.
Did I guess that?
Wait, what did you get? Did you say 11.2?
No, I don't
you
said 11.6.
Oh, I said 11.6. I went over,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, he went the low, though. You got to go that low.
I win. Yes, I win.
It's pretty damn good for a triple.
I'll take my crown now, please.
We have no crown.
Oh, I leave this show. No play your games any longer.
You win the Mini Cooper RC car.
Yes, I win. I will not move to a smaller car, thank you.
This is pretty impressive for a triple, man.
There's a little bit of heat on the back of the tongue, but it's sipping pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this will get you. Sneak in on you.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony Bags.
I was like, he's not here.
Oh, wait. Oh, and our tailgating beer. We just have one tailgating beer.
Oh, yeah.
The Dudes.
Lame.
Dudes.
Brother. No, brother. Oh, brother. Bohemian Hop Sody.
And guess what? This was total... I think it's just the beer universe speaking to us.
Yeah.
I crap you not. I looked for a beer to get out of the beer the fridge. I grabbed it. I came around the corner, and Bohemian Rhapsody was on. And this is Bohemian Hops Rhapsody.
It was serendipity.
Wow.
It was serendipitous.
Weird, bro. It must have been the Studio Ghost, the power of the Studio Ghost. Did that. That was a good... I like that one.
That was tasty. That was a tasty dude's beer.
We're off to a good start here.
IPA City.
Yeah, bro. But this episode is all about Sierra Nevada's new beer camp variety pack.
Do we have one?
We do.
What?
What? You even know? Do you pay attention to anything?
No.
All right.
I forgot. And when I came in here, I was like, there's four microphones. What am I missing?
What's happening?
There's not normally.
We just talked about it on Saturday, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
heartbreaking.
I don't remember Saturday. I was sober, but I don't remember Saturday.
That's not good. Well, as we prepare to go through every beer variety, not all 12, but there's six different beers, two each of the 12 pack mix for the 12 pack, gotcha. The beer camp. So we're gonna go through all six.
Any cans mixed in this year?
Nope. They didn't mix in a can.
All bottles, huh?
Yeah, all bottles. Boring.
Boring.
But
ooh, I've not been to Costco yet to see if they did the 24-pack.
Ooh.
Like last year.
Maybe. It's pretty new. But before we dig into that, what we got out there in the world of culture? Oh, no, wait.
Oh, no,
we have Hillsbill's first time on the Perfect Pour.
Yes.
I mean, because you've been on Dorktown. So I'm just like feeling like you've already been here before. But
we don't know who this person is.
No. They're new to Perfect Pour listeners.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to tell us your beer history,
Hillary. So I didn't drink a lot of beer when I first started drinking.
Because
I thought it was so
it
gross.
Vodka?
Yeah.
Vodka. got it. Yeah.
I drink vodka.
Yeah. Vodka and
vodka based drinks.
And then Jameson.
Damn, that's a hell of a change up.
Yeah.
JMO.
And then I started I think one of the first the first beer I ever had was a Budweiser. And then later on at barbecues and stuff I would have Bud Light. And then I had I started trying a Blue Moon.
Oh man,
a few of those.
Stepping it up,
right? And then I started drinking Tioga Sequoia, and then that was it.
Your gateway beer is a Tioga Sequoia beer.
Yeah.
What
is like a Sherman or a 99 or a Tamarack? Tamarack. I'm saying Tamarack.
Yeah, I think it was Tamarack. Or Mount Whitney. One of
the old Mount Whitney.
Yeah.
Olden days Whitney.
OG.
OG. Wow.
Old school.
Yay. See, that's our first. I think that might be our first Tioga's first gateway beer.
I think. I don't know if it was gateway or. But Dave had kind of the same story. He wasn't really into beer, and then he kind of started showing up to Tioga.
Dave Rentaria?
And that kind of wrecked it for him, so.
You guys wrecked
him. I'm always, I mean, sorry.
Damn near killed him.
I'm always happy when people kind of go, what's this? And then their world is just expanded.
All new vistas of opportunity.
Your world's about to get a whole lot bigger. Uh-oh, what the hell do we have here?
Avert your eyes.
Look out. Oh, Peter Brew's trying to open something. Oh, that had a nice.
I love gold.
That had a nice little pop to it. What kind of growler is this, Peter Brew?
So there's a little brewing company in Fresno called Tioga Sequoia, and they finally got on the bandwagon of doing a dual-walled growler. So
Duol. It's like a dually, but for growlers.
Bro, you got a dually, bro?
Bro, you got a dually? Oh, this is what I'm doing now.
Is your dually lifted?
Bro? Hey, you got a dually? Whenever I'm in any craft beers, I'm like, you got a dually.
How many light bars do you have on your dually, bro?
How many light bars does this have, beer brewer? So these canteen, these, you know, they look like a, like you're going backpacking in a big ass canteen.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
These keep these like super cold more than a regular glass or steel growler.
So the whole idea is it's almost like a house. It, you know, there's that second wall. The heat hits the wall, it goes to dead space. And then it doesn't touch the inner layer, so it's able to stay colder longer, but it also has a floor in it that's elevated, so it's completely suspended, if you will.
Yeah, all right.
And the whole idea is, yeah, you get the container cold.
Thank you.
You put cold product into it, and the product will stay colder longer, or vice versa. You put hot coffee into a warm container, it should maintain heat. And...
it's, what I'm hearing is that this was cold transferred.
Yes.
Well, oh my done, gosh. Hillary. It takes a guest to do that. That's just. Oh. I feel terrible that we didn't do that first. wait, what's going on? Look what you did, Hillary.
No regret.
I regret nothing.
Yes.
Just get the chorus.
Cold transfer.
You always, I mean, that pops in my head every week now. Like, at some point during the week, I'm, like, singing this song.
Excuse me, sir, the light's green.
Cold transfer.
Would you just wait a minute? It's in the middle of the chorus.
Paper or plastic? Cold transfer.
Yeah, I was singing Choco Tasso to my wife, and I forgot that she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I probably sounded like an idiot.
What the hell are you doing?
Cold Transfer is actually a pretty long song.
I love the down-picking on the chorus.
You mean longer than 10 seconds?
Yeah. Cold Transfer. Well, there may be a new song from Paul coming.
Is this Paul's Moving Away song?
Oh, snap.
Paul wrote one more before he packed the guitar in the moving van. Or a keytar, whatever he has.
So we haven't revealed what we're drinking here. And I'm trying to figure... I want to... Before you say it...
I'm getting Peter almond.
I'm trying to figure I'm out... I'm having brown. A hard time trying to figure out the style.
Nut brown.
Yeah.
I'll wait for everybody's answer.
I'm going with the brown, but I don't know that it's nut, though.
It's Rebel IPA, but it tastes like a nut brown.
I'm just going for a straight, like a double brown.
Mm.
I'm saying double brown.
Sans nuts. Mm.
Hillary, any guesses?
No. I don't know. It tastes kind of nutty to me, but I don't know.
Okay, so it is a dry-hopped American Brown from Southgate Brewing Company. Comes in at 6.2%. I mean, it is all that is unfiltered. And, yeah. And it's Simcoe and Centennial is the dry hop, I believe, is what Rick said. He happened to be hanging out.
Simcoe and Centennial?
Mm-hmm.
In the brown,
which is if
Toy was thinking Simcoe and Centennial.
Anybody that likes pops would probably agree that's a pretty safe, a pretty good approach of a dry hop combination to go with, like, you know, mayonnaise and mustard type deal.
I would have barrel aged it.
I would have barrel aged it. But that's just me.
In the back of my dually, bro.
Dually aged.
Dually aged.
I could taste the paint. Well, what's going on there?
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome. Culture.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yay.
For
beer.
Yay, Southgate.
It's good beer.
That sounded like a slam.
Don't be a jerk.
No,
I'm you not. Like it.
I'm he not. Was being he was being sincere. I'm being sweet. I can tell. I listened to enough of yeah, this podcast.
Come on,
enough.
Hillary knows. Hillary is one of those. One of those. There needs to be a name for the people that listen to all four of my podcasts.
Strange. I don't know.
Hillary has heard my voice way too much. So what is there anything culturally going on? Anyone like to discuss?
Discuss. Tac Ops now has these dual walled.
A local brewer, Tac Ops, has dual wall. Yeah, because they're like military looking.
Military. Cool. Fly helicopter and drive tank.
They're good for tanks.
Yeah.
Tank beer. Good tank beer.
Good tank beer. When you're going on your picnic in your tank, take your dual walled growler.
Yep.
So there's that.
Yeah. Beer yeah. Brewer. You have culture that.
I do have a couple of things. Right. Since you're walking away, I'll have to skip them. Because it involves you. Uh-huh. Waiting. This is the waiting song. Paul, please create a song while we're waiting for something to happen.
New beer to be pulled out of the fridge.
It's new beer time. Some may say it's the last time. I can't remember the words for Wonderwall. No, that'd be closing time, I'm thinking about.
Oh.
It's new beer time. Turn all the lights off because we're hermits and we like hops.
You have to go home because I want to drink my good beer and I want to share it with you.
Get the hell out of here.
So there's a newer restaurant in town. I don't know about Mikey, but it's probably more the brothers, but it's the Elephant Lounge. Yeah, I believe it's an Indian food restaurant. Well, they posted recently that they have it somewhere between a good deal and a situational tap lineup.
So better than a starter door, but
so they posted
not quite full craft.
$3 drafts. So damn. If you're out having a meal and $3 drafts, it's pretty damn good. So they posted they had Sculpin, they had Beer Camp. They didn't say which Beer Camp. They
said Beer Camp. Know which.
Any and
we've
all.
Got one.
Modelo. Stella, they said Firestone, didn't say which Firestone. And then Samuel yeah, Adams,
you know, it's 805.
Cold Snap. I've never heard of that.
Is that the official beer of Dooley pickups?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They're all, I think I've seen a Dooley like all 805'd out.
805. Like,
all like all 805 bumper stickers.
And custom wrap.
Window stickers. And oh, yeah. I think maybe. Like, is that like a rep or is that just a really big 805 fan?
So,
is this the Tower District one? Wasn't there an elephant bar in the Tower District?
That was Million, Million Dollar Elephant, is what you're thinking about. Yeah.
Okay. Or wait, what's the one in River Park?
Elephant Bar.
Which is
wait,
just...
what was it you said?
Elephant Lounge.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come on, Mikey.
I'm sorry, man. I got all my elephants
it's
all
on,
mixed
it's
up.
On Shaw near Clovis Avenue.
Oh. There you go.
Oh.
That probably
that's East Coast,
it's
man.
It's dead to me.
Shaw, yeah. That probably...
that's like...
That probably
Tucson
replaced North India Bar and Grill or something.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
That's what it was before.
Like Willowish or not Willow.
Chill it out, bro.
No, it is.
Before you get
huh?
to yeah, before you get to Clovis.
Yeah.
By that, there's that wow. Wendy's over there.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like some deals there.
Mm-hmm.
Situational deals.
Yeah. So and situational then my next piece of news, culture. I don't know if he called in, but I want to hear Tony Bagg's report where he did a label vertical from Drake's. Because, you know, they had the white label, brown label, see. Red, green.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like to get a review.
The Hopocalypse.
Because that red one's, they have it at Fig right now.
So I would like to see.
Hit on it yet.
I mean, we've had a couple here, but I'd like to see how all four were back to back. I know one of them is probably a bit older now. But
according to Paul, white label is the only way to go.
Damn. And then the last bit of news is there's a newer restaurant pub thing opening up over in the Sierra Vista area. Is the Sweet River closed?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's becoming Colton's Social House and 20 taps.
Damn.
And I happen to know the guy who's been choosing the taps and He's going to start off with just trying to pick something in every category. So you walk up and say, I need a red or I need an IPA. And he says, this is
stat.
What you need.
Need it.
Stat, bro. And IPA me stat.
He swears that the food is good. I've seen photos. It does look pretty promising. So,
well, like Social to, House, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know who the hell Colton is. And it's very hard to type that in your cell phone because it's all don't understand Colton's.
Did you mean colon? No, I did not.
Yeah, so that's my it's my culture.
Did you see that guy see Popolo's made the Fresno Bee officially?
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see that. I didn't see Popolo's and the Bee.
Popolo's update.
Yeah, here's our weekly Popolo's update. Yes. Popolo's Pizza in Fresno, California, moving their location.
They'll be opening soon. What did it say, 18 taps?
I thought
or 20 taps. 20
taps. 24.
20 or 24, taps. Yeah, 24.
Okay. What was 18 then? 18 toppings on the salad bar?
Yes. They will have
arcade games, banquet room, patio.
Yeah, arcade room, banquet room, patio, bar seating. That's the important part, bar seating.
Bars. Only... Oh, they do slices for lunch, huh? So now mm-hmm. you can get a slice and a pint at lunchtime and not take up an entire booth for one loser.
Yeah.
Oh, just me. Oh, here, have the biggest booth in the store, sir.
No, I totally hope that that's like the secret weapon because I plan this new location to be busy. So I'm hoping I could be like, oh, I'll just sit at the bar and yeah. get that instant service. Or maybe you could be like, oh, we'll just sit on the patio. It's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that.
Yeah, they did do for lunchtime that you could get a slice and a beverage or
fat
whatever
slice.
You want. A fat slice.
Oh, a fat slice. A
big fat slice.
So they serve singles, but they had no single person seating. You were.
Can you sit by the arcade?
Yeah,
games?
A family of 12 is scrunched into this tiny booth, and you got like the mega booth all to by yourself because you got there 2 minutes before them. And you're like, oh, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me.
When I used to go.
Are you waiting for somebody else? No, I'm just. It's just me.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, waiter. Can you watch my soda while I go to the salad bar? I don't want them to take it because I think I left.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Whenever I eat by myself, it's like, I'm just getting up. Somebody see that this looks like I'm staying here,
yeah.
right?
I'll leave my sunglasses as a note.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
still here.
I'm still here. Only it's like putting your coaster on your beer glass.
I've had that moment before, and it's like, near like the banquet room, there's a couple of booths that they never use. And I used to go in there.
The
just
forgotten land.
I used to go there just before bowling, so I only had like 45 minutes, and I'm just like, I need salad bar, I need some pizza bread, and I need to get out of here. And I'm like, can you guys just put me in the back corner? Nobody'll bug me. Just give me one refill of water. We're good.
Oh man, you get forgotten about back there, though.
Yeah. They're like, we're not used to going this far. I'm like, I can see you.
You're peeking around the corner like Milton and think somebody forgot to move my, forget my paycheck.
Yeah, we're going to need you to go down to the basement.
But my stapler.
Could you put your order in up front?
Can you please just bring me my straw? I'd like a straw, please.
I'd like a straw, please. So it's time to get into this beer camp.
What?
It's time to go camping. Beer camp. It's Sierra Nevada. The collab, basically the most exciting collab 12-pack ever created. And this year is no exception. This one is the West Latitude Session Rye. And the brewery's a collab with ale brewed with hibiscus.
Uh-oh.
This is collabed with Bear Republic, Faction, Mad River, Magnolia, and Maui Brewing Company.
Whoa.
Basically, I think these are all California except for Maui, obviously. I'm not sure about Magnolia.
Never heard of that.
Magnolia is. But these are all like NorCal. Bear, Faction, and Mad River are all NorCal.
Yeah, they're doing regional collabs this time.
Yeah. So I don't understand how you can have you
that
have six breweries involved with this one beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Session Rye.
Just a bunch of dudes scratching their ass around a tank. We should do this.
As long as they have a hairnet on, they're fine.
If it's like me when I was, whenever in like science or any kind of chemistry, like where his lab partner's involved.
Right.
Like, I was always the weakest link. I would just, like, sit back and, like, let people do everything. And I'm like, yeah, this is great.
So one guy does the work and the rest of the group just sits back.
I'm just like, I don't know anything, so you go ahead and do this.
Puts their pencil in their ear.
If you need me to go get something, I'll go get something.
Or light fire. I light fire, dude.
I could do that. Here we go. This is top pour. I'm getting top pour.
Top pour. Oh, you didn't even give it to our guest. Way to go, Mike.
Nope.
That's fine.
Hillary's cool with that.
I don't expect special treatment.
Yeah. And you shall receive none. I'm just kidding.
Hillary, what's your favorite style of beer?
I don't have one. It depends on the time of year.
Wow.
That means cold.
Cold. Cold is the answer you're looking for.
What's this?
Oh, what is this?
Oh, shit.
It's my turn for the top four. Top four. My turn for the top four. My turn for the top four. My turn for the top four. So it's I'm not taking any more shit. It's my turn. It's like this is my time. Yeah.
Can we get that one more time?
Wow. Debuting at number one on the charts this week.
This week.
New. Taking the top four.
From Paul in Fairfax.
It's top four.
Gets to the chorus pretty quick.
Wow. Man. Went a little Nirvana on that one.
Yeah, I really like the bass.
Yeah, it was a good little Novoselic bass style.
Like bouncy bass.
That guitar intro was amazing, but then he started going for a walk with that bass.
Just taking the bass for a walk.
Well, what do you think of this? Our first beer camp.
I give it a meh.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste
session
like
rye.
Anything.
I'm not getting a lot of rye. Maybe it's because of session, which I don't mind. I'm not a big rye, but...
Not a rye guy?
Rye guy. Hey, rye guy. What's up, rye guy? You don't want to be known as rye guy. Trust me. What's up, rye guy?
I know. Maybe because it's over a month old. That's why.
Ugh. What did I get last year's beer camp? Yeah. Is that what I did?
Might as well. Jeez.
By the way, this beer camp was donated by the patrons of the Perfect Pour, the Golden Gods. Bought this beer can because it's a $28 12 pack. No.
Well, that'd be $2 a beer.
Burr. Yeah, when you think of it that way, lame. It's not bad. So,
what's our deval for this 24 pack? We'd have to evaluate every ABV though to do that, huh?
It almost tastes like a Kolsch.
Mmm, a little Kolschy.
Kolsch.
Honestly, I mean, that's literally what it kind of tastes like. Is
So it's a near Kolsch.
A Kolsch with rye malt, and it looks dark. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Maybe because I didn't get top pour. Maybe that's why it tastes
bad. Yeah, dude. It wasn't your turn. It was my turn. My turn.
Play it again.
Play the song again.
Play the same song.
Play the same song. Well, I don't really have much in culture this week, but so I want to get to the favorite section.
Let's do some beer camp.
Unless Hillsbills had something. She was all like,
I have no culture.
None. You're all about culture, bro.
I only get my culture from this podcast.
What would you say? Like, what's your favorite segment of the podcast? What's like, oh yeah, this is the jam. Is there one?
No,
let there be one.
There is no
such. Any time I'm mentioned, that's my favorite part.
Nice.
I'm very vain.
That's all right. We appreciate you.
If I was ever mentioned on another podcast, I would love that section too.
Right. I'd be
like, yes.
Yes.
But no. Once in a while, SD Beer Talk or one of the beer podcasts will say something. 3BZine.
3BZine name dropped the crap out of us a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. They're good. They're good.
Yeah.
Beer with thank friends. You. They're all thank good you, with that. You.
I
so
do,
it's all good. Is that what you're saying, Hills?
I do yeah, get I the love rye. It. I do get the rye.
Oh, you're getting rye now.
And it tastes like Kolsch. There's a little a bitter Kolsch. Into it. That's
maybe because it's a session. That's what the session part.
That
yeah. Sesh, bro.
That's, sesh.
It's my story.
All right. Well, you can email us voicemails.
Okay.
You can record something on your phone and email it to us. And guess who? Has decided to do that.
Who has learned this technology?
Hey guys, it's blah blah blah.
Is it Diamond?
Yeah. You think?
Is Diamond back?
Orderly, the perfect pour. What? Check it out, eh? Chew your beer here. And guess what, Holmes? No more fucking phone calls, eh? Voicemail calls, eh? Fuck that shit, Holmes. Every time I try to leave something, I said that shit cuts me in half, Holmes. Fuck that. Now,
we got to see
call
her
me
the
like,
way.
Like Cyber Cholo, it's
nope. Chew your beer.
I mean, outer space, man. Using technology, Holmes.
Oh, did he make it to Mars?
This is firme.
Are you in Mars?
It sounds very clear, hey. It's like my voice is in my
chew
ear
your Mars.
Or something, Holmes. That's crazy.
Does it sound good?
Well, anyways, Holmes. Like I was
it's
trying
like
to
on.
Say, it's a.
It is. He's here.
I don't know what I was trying to say, Holmes. I'm just doing like a microphone check 1-2, Holmes, with this voicemail.
All right, yeah, it's a good check.
Orale.
Start your rap.
I'll call you later with some beers, eh?
Okay. This is like the
Orale.
Sound check.
Oh, one thing, Holmes.
Oh, wait, all right.
I just wanted to say, eh, Cinco de Mayo, Holmes?
Yeah.
Everybody's celebrating Cinco de Mayo, but to us Mexicans, man, it's just May 5th.
We know.
I have to watch you, Holmes. Peace out.
We're in Fresno. We know that Cinco de Mayo is too hyped up. It's not Mexican Independence Day, white people.
It was just Taco Tuesday this year.
It's just a battle.
It's just a battle.
It's just the celebration of a battle. Okay.
Against the French.
French.
Le fromage.
But look, that's Chew did not disappoint. He did come back with stuff that it's loading up. And I'm talking now. I'm waiting for it to load up.
Loading.
Saying totally cool
loading.
Stuff.
Orale, the perfect four. Check it out, eh? Chew your beer here, Holmes. Orale, let me give you a few beers I've been drinking.
It sounds like he's in
It's
his
been
car.
A while, eh? I kind of like slow down, Holmes, because I found out something about one of my homeboys had gout. His feet were fucking swollen, eh? And I thought it was because of work, but Charlie Holmes, that fool don't work. He's a lazy ass, I said. So he was telling me he had gout, and I guess drinking beer. Or yeast, or I don't know what the fuck, eh? But I guess it's hereditary. It's more hereditary than anything, eh? That's why you gotta make sure you're a mutt, like, mixed race.
Bill's pouring your beer out.
Anyways,
right
Holmes, check it out, eh? Beers that I've been drinking.
Yes, what you been caught drinking?
Alpine Brewery Mandarin Nectar, Holmes.
Ooh, what is
Damn,
that one?
Damn, Holmes, that shit was so good, eh? I only got one bottle, Holmes. I should have stole more, but... Man, that thing was so good, eh? In the upfront, Holmes, you got like a nice citrusy mandarin flavors. But at the back end, you got hit by like, you know how honey, some honeys can be like kind of like bitter or kind of like soury. That's kind of like what I got, Holmes. And this thing was fresh as, I don't want to cuss too much.
I'll say it.
It was really fresh.
Yeah.
And made my palate feel real good, Holmes, that shit was bomb, Holmes.
That's really good.
If I find it anymore, you guys should buy it, man. It's called Mandarin Nectar, Holmes, by Alpine Brewing.
Yes.
I'm
looking
Holmes.
Out for
that can be like a summer beer, Holmes, like Ooh. When you're cutting your neighbor's Damn. Grass, because, you never summer cut your beer. Own grass, Holmes. You cut grass where they pay you. Anyways, let's keep going. Carl Strauss.
They pay me in house, my house?
Mosaic Session Ale. Damn. Another summer beer, Holmes. I live in That's Southern California. It's like always summer over here, man. It's always hot, man. Orale, yep. That shit was bomb, eh? I just wish it had a little bit more of the mosaic in it. It tasted more ale than mosaic. So, anyway, still good, Holmes. Still good beer, I say. Orale, another beer. Cigar City. Maduro, Holmes. You know what Maduro means? Hard, I say. You know what gets me hard? No, not the little blue pill. It said, good beer, Holmes. Orale, this shit was fucking bomb, eh? It was a brown ale, it said. It was kind of like sweet up front, but then it got bitter at the end.
This...
Man, smooth.
There's a lot ass. Left. I'm just saying.
Like I said, I'm not going to cuss.
One more 3 minutes and cut off. Huh?
He's taking smooth advantage.
Beep. But, Holmes...
Who showed him the internet?
And you know what's cool, I said?
Showed him the internet.
This is... email voicemail. I don't have to worry about that three-minute mark. Holmes, I can do this all day, but I'm not, Holmes. Check it out, eh? Another beer, Holmes.
All right, Drew.
Check it out.
Drew
this is a guest this week. Is closer to me than McLeod, Holmes.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this brewery is like 2 miles away from my house. Backyard. San Fernando Brewery, okay? But guess what, Holmes? I ain't going to go there, is it? Because I started going there when they first opened, Holmes. I was like cool with the owner, Robert. The owner's name is Robert, and his brother Eric are the owners. They're two cool white guys, grids. They work for the movie industry, Holmes. And I met them through McLeod, and they told me they were opening. I said, but check it out, eh? I would go there, and I was drinking beers, I say. And what I was drinking, I bought a bottle because they're bottling their shit, Holmes, so now I can buy it without going to the fucking brewery, I say.
I had a
Royal Road Pale Ale. It was not bad.
Why did he say
they needed more hop. You know, it was all right. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It was all right. But see, I don't go to the brewery, I said, because everybody that hangs out at the brewery is everybody from my high school, Holmes.
Yeah,
it's everybody from junior high, I said.
The worst.
Those are bad memories, Holmes. You know how it is, I said. I grew up doing bad, stupid things, I said. And all the people there, eh? If I hang out with them, I'm going to go back to my old self, Holmes. And you can't bring that shit to your house. So... I stopped going around, they said, because I would get off of work. I mean, I would get off from hanging out in the streets, they said. I would chill there and have like 2 pints, and then head back to my house. But then I started seeing the riffraff. I mean, the people that were coming in, Holmes, and I was like, man, I can't chill right here, eh? I'm gonna shoot somebody, or someone's gonna shoot me, you know. But anyways. Sunday mornings, you go there Sunday mornings, are cool, eh? Because all those fools are drunk and hungover, eh? So you know they're not going to show up till later in the evening. So Sunday mornings is like the best time to show up. Anyways, last beer's one. I took my mom's.
Sorry, it's only halfway through.
Mother's Day, eh? But I took her on Saturday because it's a lot cheaper to take her out on a Saturday before the day. I'm kidding, Holmes. My Jevita likes to go on Saturdays because Sunday she's at church all day, Holmes. So check it out, eh? We went to this restaurant called Sasa. And beer. What are they? Salsa and beer, eh? They got like the bomb ass salsas, bro. It's like food is amazing, Holmes. It's cheap as hell. Check it out. I had Dos Equis back to back to back, Holmes. I had the blue agave Dos Equis. That was pretty good, eh? I guess they use agave juice. I don't know what the fuck is. I mean, I'm Mexican, but we don't need fucking agave.
How does he have
that? That's agave not like But anyways, it was all right, Holmes. It lacked a little bit of flavor. It's kind of sweet, but, you know, any lager tastes kind of sweet after you drink so many freaking IPAs, Holmes. Orale, another one. Shit, I had 2 beers you can't find in California, I think. A Dos Equis Rojo. That's a red lager, I say. That shit, I poured it out. I can smell... You could really smell like the malts, Holmes. It smelled pretty damn good, Izzy. But when I tried it, guess what? It tasted like a Dos Equis. It's just different color. So fuck that shit, eh?
That's some bull.
I thought maybe have a little bitterness, but that's, you know, that's what we do here in the West Coast, eh? You know, we make it a little hoppier, Holmes. Orale. Last beer I had, it was probably out of date. But it was in a bottle, Holmes. All the other two were on draft, eh? But this one was on a bottle, and the guy told me that they had a few cases left, Holmes. And I had to try it,
beer show.
It's a Dos Equis Invierno, Holmes. You know what Invierno means?
No.
It means winter, Holmes. You know what it was? It was a winter bock, eh?
Oh, it's not time for that. Winter.
I'm not fucking lying to you, Holmes.
Winter?
This winter or winter?
It was off the hook, I say.
Oh.
It didn't taste like a Dos Equis. I didn't feel like I had to put fucking lemon in it, Holmes.
Yeah.
It was smooth, very malty. It had a few little spices in it, eh? If I can get this shit, Holmes, I would stock up on this shit. That was a very good beer. Dos Equis, I tip my hat. Orale, and since we're in talking about Dos Equis, check it out,
man.
That most interesting man in the world, eh? I got a little bit of information on him, eh? That fool ain't fucking Mexican. Check it out, eh? That fool was born in New York, I say. And guess how old he is? I'll let you guess.
76.
48.
23.
I'm sticking with 68.
Did you get it? No. He's 77 years old.
Oh, yes.
That fool looks firme. I hope when I'm 77, I say, I look like that fool, man. That fool's always got hyenas around him, man. He's always in a boat. I want to be on a boat, too, when I'm 77. Orale. I might sound a little different, eh? Because, you know, I'm doing the whole, you know, technology. Yep. So, you know, maybe I'm sounding a lot of more clearer, eh? And, you know, that phone makes you listen. I guess when you're on the phone, you sound more ghetto or something. But, orale.
On your go phone.
I just want to say, this is my little
PA. Everybody else sounds ghetto.
To your beer. And I want to say is, stay classy, Fresno.
Wow.
Thanks, Chew.
What happened?
I don't even mean that shit. But I have some ideas, that's it, and I need to first make sure my jefita's cool with it. But I don't know. Maybe in the future, you might be seeing me over there for a little bit. Just like a hello.
Little hello? Pop in.
What's up, fool?
Little go up to Tioga. We had a brewer's waiting for you.
I'll keep you posted, Holmes. You're right. I can watch you. Peace out.
All right. Peace to you. Wow. That's you can take advantage when you email.
Oh, my God.
you don't have to stop. That three-minute rule, sometimes, you know.
I think my eyes are burning. I don't know if that's related.
Yeah. You're right. The Bearded Brewer, he's downtown Fresno, Tioga Square Beer Garden, Wednesday through Saturday, Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
Chew. He's DTF?
He's DTF.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Downtown Fresno. It's totally not dirty. Totally not. Well, we got a lot of beer camp to get through, so.
What are we waiting
for? Before we get into the actual, to the voicemail section, that was our email section. Well, we just had it. Right, let's do this. This one is called Stout of the Union.
Nice.
And guess who's in this one?
Oh,
Bagby Beer.
Oh, Bagby.
Highly celebrated San Diego brewery.
Good Lord.
Beachwood Brewing, Long Beach's Beachwood. We have
You're loved Beachwood.
We love Beachwood. Port/ Lost Abbey.
Whoa.
San Diego, another San Diego. Smog City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, LA-based one. And Society.
What?
We're never opening this beer.
We have two. We have one we can keep.
Okay, then it's all right.
We can age our good, most biggest. I was gonna say luscious. I don't know. It was like luscious. Mike Sardina. The luscious Mike Sardina of Society Brooding.
He is.
We have it. They don't bottle. Nice. They refuse to bottle stuff, and yet
so
we
Sierra
have
Nevada's
a bottle.
Found a way to get some Society in a bottle.
So the technicality right here.
Yep.
Whoa.
I love gold.
Sorry, that sucked.
I love gold.
That was a little better. Here we go. Stout of the Union, bro.
I'm gonna use my big glass. Top pour.
And this is Nick. This is all Nick right
It's right
there.
Up his alley.
Watch, yep. It's going to be gone by the time it gets
yep.
to me.
See, yeah, Nick is getting bottom poor.
Be like, suck the last drop out of the bottle.
Let me get all that aroma.
Oh, no, stop it. You stop it.
That's some good aroma.
Jerk.
Yeah, that's good aroma.
Oh, Hillsbills.
There was one new YouTube iTunes review that we got we didn't talk about last week from Tony Rogers.
Whoa.
And this is the title. Hey guys, I'm Raiden.
Yes.
Instantly no, he's a listener. It's not just some bullshit leaving an iTunes review. So thank you, Tony, for the 5 stars and the review.
Not a robot.
And it's all the iTunes reviews and subscribe and review. These all help us in the iTunes store of
iTunes ratings.
Toons is the
iTunes
cat.
Ratings. All right. Stout of the Union. Everyone has one, Hillsbills?
Yes, yeah. That's very good.
I already drank mine.
It's gone. And it's gone. There's more. If you would like more.
Yeah, it was thin. Not impressed.
Yeah, it has robust in the name. I would not say it's robust. But, I mean, it's not bad.
Disagrees with the label.
You're wrong, think it's label. Super easy to drink. I like it. But robust is not... Well, yeah, I am agreeing with this non-robustness.
If you told me it was the coffee porter from Sierra Nevada, I'd believe you. If you told me it was a beer that society touched, I would not believe you.
Hmm.
What's funny is this one is kicked up a notch.
What's the percentage on this?
I'll let you guess.
Ah, I'm saying this is like a 6.
All right. Anybody else?
7.5.
Any other wagers?
I'll say 6.5.
Ooh. And the closest without going over is Hillary.
Yay! Oh!
7.3.
Hmm. Well, they got to say that 7.3 is hidden very well.
Yeah. This is very dry Irish stout.
This territory. Is easy as hell to drink. I had no issues drinking it.
Zero. Less issues than People magazine.
I'm not sure what that means. Oh, it's magazine reference. Okay. I get it now. Totally get it now. 559-492-0542.
People magazine has a lot of issues.
Is our voicemail line.
If you didn't get that.
You can call us with all your voicemails to the perfect pour. As now I've completely pressed the wrong button and now I'm totally wasting time.
I'll press the abort button. Abort. What?
I guess we're not going to have Chew Your Beer in this section. Wow. We'll see. I guess it just feels like Chew can't help himself.
He's over it. He's over the voicemail section.
Over voicemails.
Hey, guys. Perfect pod. This is Florida Steve. Hey.
Yes.
So upset that I got cut off. Hopefully this one will go through. Anyway, last weekend...
We have created fear with our voicemail.
Last weekend, yep. Celebrated my 38th birthday. I want you to know what fears I had. On the 30th, I had Green Flash Soul Style IPA. Really good beer. Nice piney notes. It was actually pretty good. I was very impressed with that one. Second one I had was... Hop for Teacher IPA from
what?
Jay
Weaver. What?
That's a wonderful name.
In Miami.
What? No, oh, I need this.
More citrusy notes.
Hop
than
for
pine.
Teacher?
Also didn't really have that on radar, just strong of an aftertaste. With the hop notes like the Green Flash Soul Style did. And then I finished that day up with I believe I had a stout. I can't remember what the hell it was. It's just at that point, I was just done. the Left Hand Nitro Milk Stout. That's what it was.
Had that.
Finished off the evening. Had a good meal. Real good time with my friends. So, and then on Sunday, I went to a barbecue and I bought a 12er of Sierra Nevada Summerfest Lager. Working that on that. Still currently, real good lager. Very impressive here in Nevada. Lager goes down smooth. And then after that, one of the guys that was at the party brought some Abita Brewing Purple Haze. This is a lager that is infused with raspberries. I wasn't that impressed with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did finish it, and it was okay. Because Abita is out of Louisiana somewhere. Not quite sure.
Oh.
But that was my birthday weekend of drinking, and just I'll let you guys know. Keep up the good work. I will talk to you soon. Cheers.
Cheers, Florida Steve. Yay! Yay, Florida Steve! Florida Steve! Oh, no, Steve. Oh, no, Steve. And I totally screwed up before I started. I knew something was amiss when I started voicemails.
Microphone.
And, there we go. I totally screwed up, but yeah, now I'm. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? That's the one I want, the like extended version.
That's the one.
559-492-0542. That's voicemails. I mean that I think I sing that one more than Cold Transfer.
Wow.
Talk about beer. Tell me you're driving.
I'm still kind of hooked on Ben Caught Drinking. The original.
Oh, wow, that's old. That's old.
That's
old,
old school.
Perfect Pour. Hey, it's Florida Steve again.
Florida Steve's back.
I just want to tell you a little story. Not that big of a story, well, actually.
I like stories.
Happened a couple weeks ago. I was at a workshop for work, and the location of the workshop was just down the street from due south. So when the workshop ended around 2:30-ish, I headed right down the road to due south to have a couple of beers. My first beer I had that day was their legendary milk stout nitro.
I get it.
Delicious coffee notes, chocolate as well.
You can't send that to Growler. Just
make
so
Guinness look
Bitter
like
Bird told us last week.
Horse piss. And it was delicious. Then I decided to try something new, something I haven't tried at the brewery. It's an imperial version of one of their flagship beers, their caramel cream ale. It's their Imperial Caramel Cream Ale. I tell you, this thing, it was potent. You had the vanilla and caramel notes.
I'm guessing it was a 10.5%.
Sounds malty as shit.
After I finished it, I
never put malt in your beer.
I'm like, well, how am I going to get out now?
What is going on here?
Went over to their take home cooler to see what they had, and I saw something perfect for Chew Your Beer. Chewy, I have a bottle of Java Mariana Trench that is going to be coming to you soon. I still have that strawberry lager from Cigar City. I just got to get some packing stuff in a box and get your address, and it will be heading your way very soon, bud. Well, that's my story, guys. Enjoy the podcast. I thought it was one of your better ones. I'll talk to you guys later. Cheers. See you later.
Cheers, Farsi.
Chocotazo. I give you shit. You don't want to deal with it. Chocotazo. Chocotazo. If you're running late to work.
Four. We're not driving. What? We're not driving.
Holy
not driving.
Shit.
This is not Scotty B. This is not Scotty B. Tony Bag and Justin, not from State Farm. And not his roommate. And not the Brian from Not From State Farm.
We're not drinking right now at Tiger's Square Beer Garden. At all.
Not all the cold transferred everything. Amazing.
Cold transferred!
Mikey needs to get his butt out here.
Yeah. There's Matt right here. Matt
Brewer.
Say hi to yourself.
Say hi to yourself later.
Beardy Brewer.
Wow.
Okay, guys, such language. Later, keep up the good work.
Yeah.
What the hell happened there, Beardy Brewer?
So, this was during Grizzly Fest.
Yes.
So, everybody was doing marginal, and then they went to Grizzly Fest and got wasted. And they came back to Tioga, and continued to get more wasted. And I was walking by and I was
chocolate
like,
wasted?
Why are they all screaming at a cell phone? Oh, you're leaving a voicemail. Yes.
You can already spot who's leaving a voicemail.
Did you witness this, Hillary?
I don't know if I did. Oh. I was
were you at
obliterated.
Grizzly Fest?
I was.
Obliterated.
Oh,
that's another level.
You're at Grizzly Fest?
Yeah.
I was jealous.
Wow.
It's, obliterated. You look like you're having way more fun than at Fuse Fest. That's what I saw.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
Oh, no, that's not true. I would get real drunk at Fuse Fest.
Don't doubt her drunken ability.
When I see other festivals having fun, I'm just like, why can't I do that with Peace?
We started this.
Hey, guys. I got this awesome bottle of Sonoma County Zinfandel.
Who what? Are you? Who are
I'm
you?
Getting
it's Paul.
Plum, bye-bye. Fig, ripe berries, charred oak, vanilla, and I. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I thought I was calling my favorite wine podcast. How fucking embarrassing.
Come on, Paul!
He just hangs up.
Well, yeah.
I hang on, down man, on dude.
You. He just made a mistake, man. It's all right.
Cool.
We're still in voicemails, but we need to get... We love beer camp. We're beer camping. This one...
Yes. I'm waiting for an impressive beer.
Oh! Look at you. Look at you.
Did you give me a dump glass today?
Damn it.
Look at the big brains on Brad.
I forgot to bring the dump glasses out.
But
you can do what you got to do.
Dump glass? It's called your stomach.
Oh. There. I've got a lot of balls in the area.
That's what she said.
This is Family Values. Called Family Values. I don't know if this was from the... tour, the Family Values tour.
Wait, with you mean with Korn?
Korn and Limp Bizkit.
And Limp Bizkit.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if this was inspired by that, but...
We're going back.
Family Values Imperial Brown Ale. What are these browns that's going on right now? This is a collaboration with August Shell Brewing Company. Dark Horse...
Dark Horse.
Michigan, Dark Horse.
So this is north,
yep.
Midwest.
Northern, Half Acre. Mm-hmm. We love Beer with Friends has given us some Half Acre. Half Acre is awesome. Perennial Artisan Ales and Sun King Brewing. So here some different ones there.
Comes the Sun King.
Imperial Brown. For you. No,
don't you like
maybe
missing.
This one will catch Bearded Brewer's fancy.
Maybe these aren't cold transferred.
Is that the problem?
It's
they're not cold transferring this beer can.
Did you read the little descriptor? Did I miss that?
The top one? No.
This rich and malty brown ale ratchets up the flavor.
It's so ratchet. Oh.
That
drum studio solo.
Dog, new studio dog Louie just played drums in his tail. Ratchets up the flavor.
What's it? Do I have to get on Urban Dictionary and look up ratchet now?
So you're so ratchet.
Damn it.
If you don't know what ratchet means, you're ratchet.
I must drive a dually.
There's three meanings to ratchet. One of them is a tool used to work on cars. One of them is to raise something, which is what they're talking about here. And the other one
is...
Uh-oh.
Urban Dictionary, which I will not describe.
Means you're lame.
Chicken heads.
This is drinkable out of the other two that we've had.
Hmm.
Not getting much coconibs, though.
Imp brown ale.
Hmm. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, imp brown ale.
Oh, it smells like varnish.
It shouldn't? Question mark?
Question mark?
It you poured on your rich is mahogany.
It, hey, guys!
Is it 14%?
Can you hear me? Driving.
Scotty B!
Guess what I'm driving to?
I can't get these.
Look at your hand, there's no beer there.
Work.
Sucks! Means I'm going to work.
Boo!
Boo! I get to talk all day long, nonstop. It's like air to breathe. It's wonderful. Come on, Jay Sizzle, tell him how much you love to talk all fucking day. It sucks! Well, anyway, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be recording today. So I want to leave you a message. Nothing really comes to mind other than me driving. here's something that's fermented beverage related. I'm going to be making a mead really soon.
A mead.
I like mead.
We don't need any mead.
And I'm going to possibly be picking up several pounds of honey from somebody that works at BC's. That's beer related too. BC's.
Yep.
Isn't that cool? Right,
nice tie-in, Scotty.
That in there?
Good tie-in.
I didn't know what the fuck I was going to say when I called, and that just came to my mind. I'm so great.
Anyway, Scotty's creative, motherfucker.
So I wanted to fucking thank you guys. Not really. So this weekend, I spent this entire weekend with one thing stuck in my head.
Is there a British guy in there?
And all I could think about was when your life's a piece of shit and you want to deal with it, Choco Taco.
Choco Taco.
What the fuck, man? You didn't even get the word right. That's okay. You missed the head all the same.
Either way,
hey,
come on, man. I know.
All right. Well, keep up the great work.
Driving. Yeah, Scotty B. Scotty B's poor carpool mate. He's probably making him listen to the perfect board. Like, listen to this, man.
He was just thinking about the vending machine at work. Just get that Choco Taco.
Choco Taco. That sounds good, though. Nice. Doesn't Nestle's carry that in the frozen food, the ice cream section?
Was that real?
A Choco Taco?
I think It's It is better.
Yeah, Choco Taco.
Oh, It's It's.
I thought that was on the ice cream truck.
Those
are superior. Well, It's It's are the shit.
Back in the day when I used to go bowling, as old as that makes me sound, They had an ice cream vending machine there, and the cousin, he would disappear, and I'd be Choco like, it's your turn, and Choco he'd come taco. Back up with the Choco Taco, and he's like, sorry, I had to get a Choco Taco.
Choco Taco.
Yeah. And you totally understood. You're like, ah, that's cool.
Well, you know, you have regimen, couple of beers, some pizza, Choco Taco.
Hey, guys. I just tried the Benson & Hedges Ultra Light Menthol 100s. Let me tell you, this is a distinguished smoke.
See what you're doing.
The menthol is ever present, but it doesn't get in the way of the bold, rich tobacco
flavor.
And I thought, oh fuck, I did it again, didn't I? Shit. I thought I was calling my favorite cigarette podcast. Damn, I'm such a fucking idiot.
Why you gotta be such a fucking idiot, Paul?
Why you gotta be such a fucking idiot?
Is there a menthol cigarette podcast?
There should
out there?
Be. I'll start it.
Do you even should. Menthol, bro?
I've never smoked, but I'll start it. Even menthol, bro? Paul.
I Tiger Balm. That's menthol.
Whoa. See what happens when you're creative? And you keep doing shit, and then you start finding different levels to dig down into and creativity, and that's what Paul's doing with the voicemails now. Like, everybody, like, Paul, chew your beer, like even Scotty B is, like, vamping on, like, doesn't even know he's, like, they're digging down into some different creativity,
dark,
so.
Dark matter.
The last voicemail of the week!
Really?
Perfect Pour. It's Eric E-Rock from the Beer Friends Podcast.
Yeah.
We are weighing in studio.
Sounds like it's after the show. I can hear that. That's an after show voice.
And recently, I had an opportunity to buy two of my favorite beers of all time from a local brewery, which would... Oh, that did not go well. But anyway, two beers that we got from a local brewery that would weigh in on your $20 beer challenge. Central Waters Brewing Company, Cascadian Sunset, 4-pack, along with the chocolate porter from them. I get a bomber and a 4-pack. Yes, the rye barrel chocolate porter from Central Waters.
For 20.
From them for just under $20. That would be my perfect $20 purchase at this time. I'm going to pass the phone off to Doc Hops and let him weigh in on the subject.
Wow.
So this is Doc Hops, Chad. So after great deliberation, my $20 purchase would be a starter of a four-pack of Bell's Two-Hearted 16-ounce cans that have to be less than about 5 days old. then I would move on to the main course of the Bourbon County Barrel-Aged Stout 2015 16.9-ounce bottle that is not infected. Finish with a single bottle of the either Krambic or the Apple Ale from New Glarus. And I'm done.
And that you can get that in the under 20?
Drop mic.
Wow.
The bee would love a bottle of raspberry tart, which is one of my favorite New Belgium beers of all time. I unfortunately have to piggyback with the Doc Hops on the Two Hearted because it is one of my favorite IPAs of all time, and yeah, of course it's fresh. Super fresh. And that would be it for me.
Super fresh.
This is the Beer Ninja.
Yes,
I'm going to go two bottles, Endless Rant IPA, Adam Carolla, just because I really want to taste this shit.
No, the Adam
it's Carolla only,
that shit.
We're talking 20 bucks right there, just that. I want to taste that more than anything, or if we're going to delineate, we'll go one bottle of that, one bottle of Broken Skull, Stone Cold. Let's try it.
You should probably help them out.
I want to try something new. That's where it is for me.
All right, cheers, guys. You know where we're standing on the $20 challenge. Hope you appreciate our opinion on the matter. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Beer with Friends podcast.
Epic.
That's the end of the voicemails for this week.
Epic lineup there.
Yeah, those are nice $20 challenges. By the way,
as they say on the baseball
terms, this is because of you.
$20 bills.
Patrons, the golden gods. $20 I owe to the Bearded Brewer.
Woo.
And this is now for for next week, Nick.
Well, there's one in the fridge, but I only spent 15, so I owe you 5, sir.
You don't owe any money. No, me. You're
there's
the
5
patrons
in the bank then.
Yeah. There you go. $20. What can you do with $20? Craft beer wise.
You get 4 bagels from Fresno Bagel.
Oh, yeah.
That's craft.
Is there beer in there?
Indie bagels.
Indie bagels, bro. Time for a new beer.
Record scratch.
I love gold.
Do you?
This is, of course, we're going through the beer camp beers. I think this is our 4th beer camp beer.
That is correct. I have 3.
Pat Rye OT. I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
Overtime?
Pat Riotty. Revolutionary Pale Ale. This one is in collaboration with Devil's Backbone.
Oh.
Dogfish Head.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Devil's Backbone the recent buyout?
Ooh, you think you're right.
Damn it.
Buyout Bear. We can still have it. It's pre-buyout. It's okay. Lawson's Finest Liquids. Ooh. That is a weird-ass name for a brewery. Stouds Brewing Company. Stouds. Stouds Brewing Company. And Trillium. So, they're...
Isn't that a metal band?
A rye...
That's Trivium. And then there was also a messenger platform called Trillium.
It's a rye pale.
And then there's the dollar amount trillion.
That's a clear.
Looks like water.
That's the wrong direction, sir.
That is a clear. What's happening
here?
That is a clear ass beer.
Ass beer?
Ass beer. Ass beer.
Hashtag ass beer. Hillary's licking her lips.
Oh, come on.
She's like, ooh, ass beer. Hey, Tioga, you got any of that ass beer?
Hey, you got any of that ass beer, Bearded Brewer? No? Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, thanks anyway.
Okay.
I'm just going to go.
It's okay, I snuck a Tecate out of the stadium.
have a great day.
Purse Tecates.
Bearded Brewer just sits in his office, like, look out the window.
No.
He doesn't have a window.
He does. I've seen him.
Oh. My office does have a window.
Oh, okay.
I've seen him.
It has 3 windows.
You seen him?
I caught him.
One of them faces out.
Oh, yeah. I see him on his computer one day. Like, I was in there ordering beer. I was like,
I wonder if he's going to acknowledge, like, I'm going to text him. I wonder if he's going to acknowledge it. And I was like, watch him. Like, is it gonna be? And he was working. And he's like, oh. He acknowledged it.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good about myself. Like, he's like, ignore call. He acknowledged my text.
I'm going to call Bearded Brewer. Ignore call. Oh.
Bells from Dorktown, we did that. Our friend Aaron did that to him once. We're over at now. Oh my god, the Dollar, and we're right. He didn't know we were there, and we're right behind him. So he texted him to like see what he would do, like because he always suspects he ignores his text. So we're right behind him. So he texts him, and Bells goes in his pocket, pulls his phone out, looks at it, puts it back in his puts it back in his pocket, and like does business. And he's just like, "Dude, I didn't fucking text you. You just ignored me, asshole." It was pretty epic.
Call
out. I love it.
It was the best. Where were we? Oh, we're drinking beer.
Who knows?
We're drinking this rye pale.
That's kind of weird, right? Is it not?
Really? No. Let's let the silence linger. I didn't say anything.
It's good.
It is kind of weird.
It's something.
It's like a dry white wine.
I taste rye.
Oh, the rye, yeah. Oh, you're going to be burping this one up going burp. That's a rye.
Burp.
So patriot. It's a play on the word patriot, right?
It's like
patriot.
Somebody got an old Sierra Nevada IPA and added rye to it. Still not impressed.
I think
Brewer is yet to be impressed by these. We're at number four. We only have two left.
Oh, did you hear that, Mikey?
What was that?
She just dropped another reference.
See, Hillsbills knows, man. She listens.
Pay attention.
Deep
she pays
listens.
The fuck attention.
Yeah.
So I think this is a problem of too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because last year's beer camp was a one-on-one, where this has like five on...
Five on that's everything.
Too fucking many. You too don't even have many. Five orifices.
Or
do you?
Sierra Nevada's getting gangbanged and it's not working out for me.
Bing Cod drinking!
Oh, is it now? Yes.
Everybody, pull out your Untappd.
That's duly approved.
Or your Moleskine notebook if you take good notes on your beer.
If you're sitting in a cafe in San Francisco.
Yeah. Your cafe in San Francisco.
Or Portland.
Or Portland. Portland. I'm from Portland.
Schiller.
Schiller. Thanks for ruining Schiller.
You guys want to get brunch?
Yes.
All right. I have a confession to make. Big cod drinking?
This is not allowed during big cod.
Well, it's appropriate to have been caught drinking. I had a situational beer.
Ooh.
It was a Lagunitas IPA. Ooh. It was the only thing I had to choose from. And I was trying to back up producer Becky.
That's a hell of a situation.
Well, it was the only craft.
We only have one beer.
Crafty-esque beer to choose from. This is, oh man, Bearded Brewers, we got to completely redo Bearded Brewers setup.
I'm like 5 inches to the left of my normal spot and I'm just all out of whack today.
Sorry I'm ruining your life.
Wow. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. I was at having the sushi on the Mother's Day.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Wasabi.
First of all, I'm disappointed at the place. Second of all,
oh, come
they
on.
Would
I mean,
have Lagunitas.
It's number 3 or 4 on the sushi list, but
You try and get in a place on Mother's
Just
Day.
Just try. Will you fucking procrastinate?
Yeah.
And Pizmo's is all booked up.
I'm like, oh, I'll call. Oh, it's Thursday, Friday. I'll call Pizmo's. Get in there. We're booked up for the weekend, sir. Oh. What is it? Mother's Day weekend or something?
We're booked up for the weekend, asshole.
Hey, dumb shit. You don't call on Friday on Mother's Day weekend. Oh, okay.
I'll make a note for next
year. I will make a note for next year that I'll ignore. Yep. And do the same exact thing next year.
Because you put the note on Mother's Day and instead of weekend.
Yeah, like, hey, it's Mother's Day. Make a reservation. Oh, shit.
I gotta make a reservation. Fuck.
But it was the only craft. It was that or 805. Like, what do you do when you have a Lagunitas?
You made the right choice, Mikey.
Or 805.
I stand by your choice.
All right.
Wow.
I feel okay then. Nah. I feel better.
We need no other answer.
Yep. Well,
listener approved.
The hugest thing, though, that happened, I can't believe it's taken this long for me to get to it. I went to the Modern Times Tap Takeover. But bigger than the Modern Times thing.
I was wondering why you skipped over that.
Yeah, bigger than the Modern Times thing was that I met like several listeners that I had not met before.
Damn.
It was pretty freaking awesome. Tony Bags. I finally got to meet Tony Bags.
He does exist.
I do exist.
He does exist. He was super awesome. Gave me the beer I've been looking out for forever, the Hop Box from Alpine. Mm. He brought it specifically. Mm. This is pretty cool. I met Corin for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Corin Hoggard?
No. Oh. I met him before. Corin's cool, dude. And I met Dylan. Dylan, who used to hang out.
The professor?
He's a smart dude. Mm-hmm. He came to Fresno to, like, learn stuff.
Wow.
At Fresno State. He's like, you know, physicist and stuff.
Science.
He used to hang out, you know, all the time at Beer of the People.
Yeah.
And now there's no more Beer of the People.
He shut them down.
So that was pretty rad that I got to do that. And I had so it was Modern Times Tap.
So what did you have?
Fruitlands with apricots. That was the first time I had that. That's nice. Super, super cool.
I have bottled that impressed. In the fridge.
I stayed with the fruit, and I got the Kingdom of Dolls. Or no, the Fruitland Strawberry. It's a strawberry goose.
Ooh, I want that.
It was quite tasty. And it looked strawberry. It was like red. It was interesting.
Like the mayor's strawberry blonde.
Yep.
Beer.
Kind of like that.
From Tioga Square.
Yes. Very similar.
It was so good. Oh,
my God. That's one of your favorite Tiogas?
Yeah. Ooh, one of them. It's up there.
When's that coming back, Bruno Rush? Oh, that means it's coming back.
No. Soon. As you were, keep talking.
Soon is the word you're looking for.
Kingdom of Dolls, a Saison farmhouse, which, you know, I don't like the style, but well, it's a Modern Times tap takeover. What the fuck? But the thing that interests me the most, they had a field work. I was like, I had to stop the Modern Times tap takeover.
Like, whoa, guys.
Stop. Field work, and it was IPA. And I was like, yes, give me that.
Does anybody see what's going on here?
And I'm sorry, but that took the day.
Well, which one was it?
The St. Thomas IPA from Fieldwork.
you're like, just discounted that.
She's all, No, it's fine. It's good.
You know,
it's fine.
And the only other one I had of consequence was from a can. I went and bought legally another Booming Rollers.
Yes.
From Tioga. Modern Times, same thing.
So, Booming grew on you.
Oh, I like it. I think I would choose it. Bell's had one too on
Dorktown.
And thank you. He liked it.
Wow,
he liked it better. He likes it better than Blazing World.
Hillary, can you just come and keep us in order every week from now on?
Just Hillary. I'm down.
Just Hillary's our producer.
Crack the whip,
producer Hillary.
Just crack the
whip. I totally do it. I don't have a fucking job right now, so.
Yeah.
Our perks are futon.
Uh-huh. And Louie.
And Louie. We got a Louie.
Crackers.
And lots of fucking beer.
So, in light of all this Modern Times talk, another new one from Paul in Fairfax.
The day modern times came to Fresno.
Oh, shit.
It was a celebration all throughout the town. There was rejoicing and laughter. Now forever after, we'll never have to go to Bakersfield. They've still got no mud ground producer Becky. So you'll have to stick with Aerosmith for now. And now Papa Lowe's has Blazing World, Eureka Burger has Fortunate Islands, and Nick has Mega Black House in his fridge.
That was beautiful.
That was the most intricate we've.
I'm spent.
All right, one more time. All right, just make it.
You want another one? We're not done yet.
On the day booming rollers came to Fresno, there was a sense of deep contentment in the air. You know that Bells doesn't give a shit, doesn't even like it. That leaves more for Mikey, Matt, and Nick.
Shit. That was like the hidden track on the album right there. That was hidden.
There's some hidden tracks from Paul.
Oh, man.
Right there.
It sounded like Grandma Got Run Over by
Grandma Got Run
and
Over.
And thanks for ruining it for us.
Come on. Those are
done by
amazing.
Brother Luke.
Coming home from modern times on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God. That was magical.
Not that I didn't like it. I loved it. Paul.
That was another
Paul Hillary? Single, Hillary single. Paul's looking for a new place to move, Hillary.
Yeah.
Why is there three tiles on there?
What did I? What? Was the one we played earlier.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, we've played a top.
Because if you're holding out on a song from us,
I wouldn't hold out. That's top four. The new hit from Paul. Top four here at New Rock 104.1.
Heard it here first.
My turn for the top four. If you go into your job and you're running like a raise, that's like your finishing statement. You go, it's my turn for the top pour, boss. And they'll be like, wow, this is a real go-getter. I've got to keep him here. Yeah, you raise. You've got your raise.
You raise.
You?
Yes.
You've been raised.
That guitar intro was kind of Soundgarden-y, if you'll give me that.
Top pour?
I'd have to hear it again.
Top pour? What are you talking about?
Yeah, top pour.
All right. There's an album. I'm putting this up on.
Oh, yeah.
Bandcamp. I'm going to charge
$30.
$30? We're going to make all the money. And Paul's like, I can make shit. My turn for the top four. My turn for the top four.
I still hear Nirvana.
All right.
Yeah, I hear Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Nirvana.
Like,
ladies and gentlemen, Nirvana.
In Utero, Nirvana. That's all I'm saying. Peter Brewer, what have you been caught drinking?
So I'm going to sneak in a looking out for.
Ooh.
Because you guys are not going to care about this. But there's a new beer. It's a triple IPA of all things, and it's called Wolf Mother.
That's a good name.
And it's from Golden Road, so get your anger and whatever out. See, there's Mikey laughing. All right, so this past week I've been caught drinking. I think I just been sipping on the Modern Times usuals, per se. I did happen to end up at Westwood, so I was drinking some Firefall. I had some up at Southgate. I had their Shut Eye, which was their Imperial Porter. I had this American Brown, which I brought a growler of. And then I had their Glacier Point Pale Ale. And I also had another Modern Times, blanking on the, was it Order? It wasn't Orderville. That's the one that's in town.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I could find out which 22 they had. Stalling for time.
Stalling for time. Hey, where's our Stalling for Time song? Stalling!
That just sounds like a problem.
We don't know what to do. We just do tangent.
Tangent.
I don't think it was the Orderville, but that...
Dang it.
I got zero top pours this episode. I just want to make that known. Oh.
It's not over, is it?
Floating World.
It's over.
Floating World.
Floating World.
Tropical.
It's over.
Otherworldly IPA.
Episode over.
That sounds
that was
delicious.
Something else I had.
That sounds quite delicious.
Did you like it?
I loved it, and I wanted more of it.
It's your new top pour beer?
Yes.
Is it my turn?
It smells like dog.
Hillsbills.
What you been caught drinking?
I haven't been drinking a lot of beer lately, and it hasn't been interesting.
If I was on point, I'd be drinking a shit ton. Hashtag shit ton.
I've been drinking, just not beer.
Okay.
Gin and tonics are my thing now.
Nice. Yeah.
Some G&Ts.
But once I knew I was going to come on the show, I started paying attention.
You're like, oh, man. We got to wake up here.
Pounding beers.
Guys,
is there an untapped for gin and tonic, like hard liquor untapped?
I don't think so. So before Grizzly Fest on Saturday, I went down to Tioga Sequoia to pregame.
Yay!
And yeah. I started out with a DDH. General Sherman IPA. It was good. I mean, when is it not a good time for that?
Right. It's always a good time.
Haven't found one yet.
And then I moved on to the chocolate peach.
Midnight Lightning?
Yes, what? That one.
Whoa. That sounds interesting.
Wow. That's quite the jump.
Right, I know.
Chocolate peach, well, midnight light.
I hadn't eaten much, so uh-oh. I was like...
Ooh.
Wow.
So the new studio dog just bumped Hillary's mic right there. Sorry.
I was fucking ready.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. You're ready
it
for
was
that.
11.8.
Woo!
I'm going to fight somebody.
Hey-o.
It's potent.
Heavy hitter. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Grizzly Fest and I was drinking like Tecate.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, it's situational,
what,
bro.
Right. That's what was I situational mean, that's beer. What was available to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had I went to the Republican last night and I had the Shoreline IPA from Fieldwork.
Republican has Fieldwork on tap?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they recently put beer on their draft.
Oh.
Tests.
So first I had two Winston's Revenge, which are it's like a cucumber gin drink. And then I saw the Fieldwork. And I
you're
had
like,
that.
Yes. Was it Perfect Pour influence that got you to do the Fieldwork?
I went to the Perfect Pour, the Fieldwork brewery before it was mentioned on
Perfect Pour.
Yeah, so
like I went to Fieldwork before. Had I'm like, it. Over it. Had it.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Damn.
You're all East Bay, man. You're like, I already know all the East Bay spots.
And we walked there.
Dang.
When we walked over.
That's true indie right there. When you walk to the brewery.
Yep.
Were you did you go to a Gilman show or something?
Why the fuck were we there?
Yeah, what the fuck were you doing over there?
Oh, we went to see Florence. We were
and her machine?
Yeah.
Also her machine or just Florence? She didn't have her machine with her.
Also
we're on a first name basis.
Yeah. So. Florence, we're here.
Yeah, me and Flo.
Did you bring your machine? No. That's cool.
That's totally fine. It's fine. So that was it. That's
good
all.
Job. You got a field work. I didn't even know it was in town.
Yeah.
Damn.
providing that's value. That's what Hillary. Happens. Thank you.
I think I'm just going to go home after that.
I got nothing. Yeah, Nick, we got the Nick 80 on Nick Untapped.
80. Nothing.
Come on, man.
I ain't
man.
Got no field work. I ain't got no peach.
Dude, you got to get that bike porter. Out there, man.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Had some hoppy Aurorealis from the Carl Strauss's.
Oh, Carl Strauss's.
Of San Diego. I had leftover booming rollers from my Modern Times adventure.
Yep.
Fresno legal buy.
Fresno, by the way, it's all gone in town, the booming rollers.
That's it?
I'm trying to, my friend Aaron from the coast, who usually can get things, like can't, nobody can get the booming rollers. So he's like, dude, pick me up a booming rollers. I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Modern Times, down. I'll go get you booming rollers.
7-Eleven's got
booming rollers. I got booming rollers down at the freaking kitty care. they got it down there, man.
We'll take care of your daughter, sir, and here's your booming
rollers. Yeah, here's the booming rollers. Like, yeah, of course you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's not. It's gone. There's it's no gone. Booming rollers.
I know a place that still has it.
Where?
Man's Liquor on the Garden Loop.
Oh, the Loop. I got to try that tomorrow after work.
Yeah, loop beers. Hashtag loop beer.
I'll try that.
They just posted about getting all their Modern Times in.
Ooh, okay. So,
all the Modern
Times. I was there and I picked up the apricot floating whatever.
Oh, yeah. A fig. What did I miss?
She is doing great things for our podcast.
All right, good. I'm going to listen back to it later and be totally, totally pleased. But no, Fig has bottles now.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 20. He has a 22. Years
boomers.
Yeah.
Bombers.
Boomer bombers.
Boomers.
Whatever.
Modern Times should call them boomers.
Yeah, boomers. Yeah. Let's get some boomers. You got any Modern Time boomers?
I need a boomer.
Hey, you got any boomers?
I need some boomers.
You mean bombers? Yeah.
Yeah, boomers. Whatever.
Yeah, boomers.
Whatever.
Yeah, boomers.
That's what I said, boomers. Now you said bombers. Yeah, boomers. Was that it, Nick? Or you got Mark McCott drinking?
Sir.
Is there anything you're looking,
like Ozzy now.
Looking out for? Wait.
Ozzy's single now.
Ozzy.
Speaking of single.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Those two kids broke up. Those kids.
What's she going to do now? She's not going to. There's her. Oh, she's going to. That she need to make some more money off of Ozzy.
Oh, is that it?
Sharon.
Sell him to the tabloids?
I don't know.
How about some North Coast prankster? Belgian style.
That used to be my favorite beer. It used to be my favorite beer, and then I just drank
too
much.
You like the prankster? Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
It's
and then
still
one night,
good.
One morning, you were like,
she got the boomers.
Over it.
She got the boomers.
Over it.
She got the boomers. Boomers. I got a case of the boomers.
Babe, I got the boomers. What are you talking about? Fuck you. You don't know what I'm talking about? I love gold.
We're
still not done with the beer camp. There's still two more that could impress the bearded brewer. He's still unimpressed.
Did you finish your BenCon?
That is good enough for now. Because the rest has been day drinking beers, and we don't want to talk about that.
Oh, I love day drinking, bro. It's the best. This one is Sweet Sunny South. It is a collab with Austin Beer Works, Bayou Tetch Brewing, or Tetchy, Creature Comforts. Oh, Creature Comforts. Ooh. Looking out for Funky Buddha and Wicked Weed. This is South Southern beer.
Uh-huh.
Florida Steve might enjoy
South
this.
South by Southwest.
You gonna share that, or are you just
nope? I'm just gonna look at it.
Continue to hold it till it gets warm and undrinkable.
Sweet Sunny Stout South. What kind of style is this? I didn't even catch the style.
Yeah, it doesn't even.
Rustic ale.
It's a rustic ale.
It kind of had like a pinkish color when you were pouring it, so just a slight hue.
Yeah, there is a little.
It's definitely a
little
fruit.
Bit.
A pinkish hue.
It's definitely a fruity beer.
Poor Nick still has gotten bottom pour.
Bottom pour.
Yep, that's a fruit beer.
on bottom pour.
Tastes like a fruit saison.
It's like a funky, little funk there. I'm guessing Bitter Brewer is still unimpressed.
This is the most impressive one I've had of the batch.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's, like, unique.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the best beer
I've
had.
Tastes super different.
Table beer.
When you see the word rustic, you think, like, tangy. Well, that's what I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Tetanus.
Nope, not impressed.
Wow.
Totally glad I didn't buy this 12-pack.
Nope. Thanks, Golden Gods.
And what the fuck? No cans in this one? Remember last year you got two varieties in cans?
It sucks, bro.
They're really dropping the ball this year.
Bunch of bullshit.
God damn it, Sierra Nevada. Go back to the drawing board.
Well, a major beer to look out for, the Stone's Woot Stout is about to come out again.
Whoa. Number four?
And it's got like a star. I just want this label. It's got this a Star Wars themed label. It's with Greg Cook. What's that guy? What's that stone guy? Guy who's totally independent and stuff.
It's Cook, but in other other people say Koch.
Koch.
Because
Cook,
but
Cook.
it's spelt like Koch.
K-O-C-H.
He says Cook.
Cook. Cock. And Drew Curtis from Fark.com, and of course Will Wheaton.
Wheaton.
Why
do you keep putting an
so
H in
the name? Label looks pretty awesome.
He was in the wars, wasn't he? No.
He's that a Star
was,
Trek.
That was
Wesley
Neeson.
From Star Trek.
That was Neeson that was on, in bro. Star Wars, huh?
Yes, Liam Neeson was Qui-Gon.
There we go.
Wow. Qui-Gon.
See,
Neo.
I know things.
You know things. Anything you're looking out for, Bitter Brewer.
I told you, the Wolf Mother.
That was it?
Yeah.
Es todo?
I'm drawing an arrow
Hillary,
to it right there.
Hillary, is there a whale beer? Do you have a whale?
Yeah, Heady Topper, I guess.
Oh, you've never had a Heady?
Uh-uh.
You've had Pliny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you've been up...
Had it.
You've been to Russian River?
Yes. Europe.
Did you like Russian River?
Loved
did you like
it.
Going there?
Duh. Yarp. Also, duh.
How long did you guys wait?
I think we went two times.
Mm.
We waited 45 minutes the first time, but like they give you a little, or they text you.
Oh, now they're all high tech. They're texting.
Yeah. So we went to a bookstore or some bullshit.
Yeah, there's a, like a, whatever, Barnes & Noble or some shit.
That's not where we went.
Oh, we went it to was, like
Indy.
You didn't go buy out bookstore.
No, was it
buy out bookstore?
Was it run by the feminists from Portlandia?
Women and women
shit,
first.
I wish, man.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we went to a bookstore and then
Candace texted
us. And then the next time, we waited like 15 minutes to get in.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
VIP line, bro.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Hillsbills.
Come on, we know. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you had to wait.
Oh, you're the number one Instagrammer on Perfect Pour. Oh, come right in, please.
Right this
number
way.
One ranked right on Instagram, way. Perfect Pour. Yay!
Yeah. So yeah, just
Eddie.
That's
looking
it.
For Eddie.
Yep. Trying to get some topper.
Get the little top pour from that Heady. You're not supposed to pour out of a Heady. You're supposed to drink a top can. You get a top can and drink out of a Heady.
So Heady's
well,
a single pour.
The directions are on the thing.
Yeah, directions. Drink from can.
I'll read. I'll read it.
Please don't look at our beer. All right. Well, Nick, looking out for
it? I got nothing. Sorry.
All right. That's all right. Well, we're down to one last beer camp beer before
beer
we get to cheers.
Let's get through it. Come on.
And I want to give this Nick because he has gotten
oh,
bottom
no,
pour.
Oh, no, I don't
week.
Want no pity top pour.
No, it's not a pity.
It's a pity.
Not pity
this
top,
is,
this
pity
is real, genuine top pour. Don't make me feel bad
pity,
that
pity
you didn't
pour.
Get any top pours.
Pity pour.
No.
Just take it.
Take it. Take it. Hillsbills told
take,
you.
Take it if you know what's good
told
for you.
If Hillsbills is telling me to take it, yep. I'm going to take it. We do not want to make her angry.
Oh, think you timed that open. She took my beer and ran away with it, but I don't care. I got more in the fridge. It's my turn for the top four. 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 Oh, see, now I get it more, like, he just became single and is like, get the hell out of here. Now they're all top pours for me now. I'm single. I get all the top pours. I don't have to deal with giving you the top pour.
This is bullshit.
That's what the song's about.
That's what it's about.
That's good. Wow. Good stuff.
You're that, it's really just about beer and we're reading too much.
No. That's deep.
It's deep, bro.
You go deep when it's Paul. Moxie Moron Imperial Session IPA. See, because Session IPA, Imperial Session IPA, that's right. An oxymoron. They say Moxie Moron.
Oh, I love it.
Get it? Bale Breaker Brewing Company, Barley Browns Beer, Black Raven Brewing Company, Melvin Brewing, and Odell. Odell is the only name I know on that.
Damn it.
Where the hell? What region even is that? That's like northeasty, but west, northwesteasty.
Northwest.
That's not a thing.
Like, I don't know, man.
North by northwest.
Like Appalachian area? So.
Is Odell East Coast?
Odell is over there somewhere.
Meh. So it's Europe, basically.
So here we go.
This is European.
An Imperial Session IPA.
So does that cancel out and make it a regular IPA?
I would think so. This is interesting. Nick, what you?
My turn for the top.
Get your top four. Get that top four, man. Enjoy it. For the top four. Enjoy the fuck out of that, dude.
Did you see her in the bathroom? In the bathtub?
I kind of like... this is my favorite.
This is the best one.
This is my favorite.
Yet.
Save the best for last.
Apparently.
Just like Vanessa Williams.
Whoa.
Nice pull.
Wow.
I like this one. I'm ranking that number one. That's the beer of the episode right there.
The rest are all number six.
Mm-hmm. Moxymoron.
There's no two.
Oh, I like
five.
That Stout of the Union. It just wasn't as advertised, but it was still
Yeah,
good.
It wasn't robust, so.
Yes. Zero robustness.
Well, cheers to everybody. Cheers to everybody that supports the Perfect Pour. At Perfect Pour Pod on all social medias, perfectpourpod.com. A special cheers to our golden gods that provided this beer camp to us. And the $20 beer challenge that we'll get to next week from the Nick still got his $20 challenge to go through.
Once again.
My name of the episode from Instagram is Bruce Willis.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking good.
Yep. Bruce _ Willis.
Oh.
And WILLS. Bruce _ Willis. That's
so much better Bruce Willis. Than mine.
That's good. So, Bearded Brewer, some cheers?
Nope.
Oh, man. Fuck all you people. Hills Bills?
He rarely has cheers. Yeah, Paul from fucking Fairfax.
Fucking Fairfax.
Your music is brilliant. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you for providing joy.
Yeah, I do like Paul. I don't care.
If you'd like to talk to the Bearded Brewer about his ways, you can go to the Beer Garden downtown Fresno, Tioga Sequoia. He's the guy with the beard.
They usually tell me I'm the best person on the show.
I'm the best.
They're just hoping for a discount.
Yeah. Sorry. No industry discount for here.
Thank you, that's Hills it. Bills, just for that coming.
Good. That's it. That's all I got.
You must keep going for 20 more minutes.
Nick Please 80. The Nick 80.
Cheers to Jason Squires, a.k.a. Hammer.
Local celebrity.
Local celebrity. He follows me on Instagram.
Oh, look at you.
I'm famous now.
Yeah.
Cheers to this brilliant idea, Experimental Quesadilla Lab.
Oh, Teresa Flores?
Is that Teresa Flores?
Yeah.
Oh, is that Teresa Flores?
Yeah.
Experimental Quesadilla
Lab? So it's not a real lab where they build
but
quesadillas?
But I
want to
be in the Experimental Quesadilla
so
Lab.
So at SpanSpec, I think it debuted at SpanSpec Music and Art Festival last year.
So it is a real thing.
So had them.
Saying that.
What goes in these quesadillas?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
Are they real quesadillas? Or they
yeah, they're
aren't?
Actual
this
quesadillas.
Is like, oh, we're I talking think, melty cheese on
yes,
a tortilla.
And I, yeah, and she had, like, she added Lay's potato chips, and it was so good.
What?
Oh, my God.
In a quesadilla?
Uh-huh. It was, like, cheddar cheese and Lay's fucking potato chips, and
Whoa.
It was so good.
Oh. Whoa. Yeah. We just blew Spain. My quesadilla mind.
Cheesy and salty.
T-flow. Man, you're flowing, T.
Wow. Mikey with the slang.
Look, man. I rattled Hills Mills. You cannot rattle Hills Mills. I rattled her. Fuck yeah.
All right. That is more real than I ever expected.
I have. See, here's the thing. I have all the answers.
Damn it.
I know
you
so
need
much.
To be here more often.
Yeah.
You sit there. Don't True. Leave.
More Hills Bills.
And my name of the episode, I mean, you got to follow pop culture to get this, but Honey Booze Booze.
Better red neck and eyes.
Yeah. Does not even compete with Bruce Willis, though.
Bruce Willis. Especially since Bitter Brewer got us a Bruce Willis inspired beer sticker.
Yeah. Universe working. The universe is collabing right now.
Thank you, Universe, for collabing with the Perfect Pour. Thank you for staying all the way through the Perfect Pour. Remember to listen to the Perfect Pour.
Yes, remember to listen.
And thanks, and have a great week in craft beer. Great week craft beering out there, bro. May all your pours be the top.
May all your dualies be wide.
Yeah.